All right, back on the Young Turks postgame show. I have two shout stories. One is my kids went to a birthday party in some laser tag place on Sunday. I was with them, and they have like all those arcade. They have an arcade, and you play the video games and stuff like that. And so my wife and I were trying to figure out how much money to put on the things. And since I grew up with not much money at all, to me, like playing video games is like a big luxury, right? And to be able to pay like a dollar's worth of video games, that means I could play four video games back in the day, right? That was like a big deal, right? So I'm like, wow. Wendy's like, let's put $10 on each of their cards. I'm like, what? It's pretty luxurious, right? What are we doing? Like, we're gonna play $10 of video games?
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, that's it, we're putting 20. Okay.
I love it. That's awesome.
Okay. So I'm like, how are we ever gonna get through $20 of video games? It'll take us half a day, because that's what I would have done. I would have been like really deliberative, like, ooh, what should I spend it on?
And yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, you know what? Let me just let go. It's not the end of the world. It's $20 for each kid. And then we went nuts. We're like swiping for everything. We're like, yeah, yeah, let's play that. Who cares, right? Like before, I would try to figure out what are the logical games to play. I swear to you.
You want to put your kids through that?
Yeah, okay. And they're like, Baba, Baba, I want to play this. And yesterday I was like, fuck it, we're playing it. Okay, you want to play it? Doesn't matter if it doesn't make sense. One of the games didn't even work. I'm like, don't sweat it. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Okay. Like in the old days, I would have been like, oh, refund. And I would have argued for 28 minutes about getting that 50 cents back or whatever that game was, right? Like, yeah, and we're moving. Okay. And pros playing this game where he's shooting at dinosaurs or whatever, Jurassic Park game.
That's how they got us extinct.
Yeah. Well, right. And so he's going, and I'm like, well, we've gone a lot now. He's like, can I do one more? I was like, yes, you can.
All right.
Okay, and another one.
Do you see what women do though? Like they have positive influences on people from of all shapes and colors. Like women make the world go round, and we don't get enough credit for that.
No, nobody gives you guys credit.
Yeah, like if it weren't for Wendy, your kids might have not had a good time. You might have given them a dollar each.
Yeah.
Which, by the way,
but they would have enjoyed that those games because they would have known the value of them.
So I had a very, God, we had such similar childhoods, because same thing happened with me where, you know, my they would just literally give me tokens, and it would be like four tokens, Chuck E. Cheese, whatever. Chuck E. Cheese is such a creepy place.
Their food is surprisingly good.
Yeah, their food's okay. And they have beer, which is good. But
I swear to you, I just thought, Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, I'm starving.
Making me the only person in America who's ever thought, Chuck E. Cheese. Okay.
But I noticed, so I went to Chuck E. Cheese recently for my niece's first birthday. And one thing has changed, one thing has not changed, okay? They got rid of the ball pits, which always smelled like diarrhea. Because I think kids would diarrhea them. Like, I swear to God, I think that's the reason why they got rid of the ball pits. Like,
God knows what was happening inside those ball pits.
How do you fucking clean the ball pits? Didn't they think about that? Didn't they think there's no way to sanitize the ball pits? There's no fucking way. They're gigantic. And then, okay, the ball pits, and then you have like those netted tube things that the kids would crawl all over. You think someone cleaned that? No. No one cleaned that. They diarrheaed all over that too. Okay? Those things were fucking gross.
What do kids do? They diarrhea over everything.
But that is what kids do. They poop all the time.
It's as if they're humans. No,
okay. But they poop more than adults, I feel like. I feel like kids, I don't know.
It's just that they do it in their pants, so it's a little bit more noticeable.
Like several times a day, am I right?
Yeah.
Humans poop several? Most humans don't poop several times a day.
Okay, anyway, then you gotta go clean it up. Anyway, and then the other thing that they do is almost invariably one of the kids will puke.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's all over the balls, it's all over the net, then it's mixed with the diarrhea. So, real great sanitary environment there.
Ball pit's gone. Okay, so that's good. Doesn't smell like diarrhea.
There should never be a thing called a ball pit.
Okay. But the one thing that they should also consider getting rid of, and they have not, is that weird, like, robotic music show They have not updated it. Oh, it's so creepy. Like, it's, I don't even know what those characters are. One of them's like a giant, like, female chicken thing, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
She's like,
yeah. Right. No, they've, and.
It fucking scares the hell out of me. How do kids, kids don't like that. Kids never like that. And they've decided to keep it.
Though, and part of the job description for that is you must murder 2.5 people a year in order to maintain this job of being the weird robotic thing, whatever you are. Okay, but you know what kids love, because we're all little monkeys? They love to climb on stuff. That part was true, okay? They love to climb on that stuff, and then they're on top of it, and then the bridge wobbles a little bit, and they're like, they get excited by
they
that.
Do.
And then what do they have to do next? They gotta slide. They gotta slide down. So, speaking of diarrhea, okay, so we had this giant slide in our elementary school when I was a kid. And I loved that slide, everybody loved that slide, and we'd slide down and we thought it was amazing. And me especially, because I came from Turkey and there were no slides in Turkey. It's not true, but almost true. They'd have shao, really shitty slides, okay? Not in that way, but. Anyway, so one day I see somebody on top of the red slide in our elementary school, the magical one, the one larger than any slide in Turkish history, and they're pissing down the slide.
Why?
Because they're dicks, because they're kids, and so they're
like, here's the thing that's crazy, right? We forget that we're animals. We're literally animals, right? And we need to be like socially conditioned to not be these like monstrous people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you an example with, sorry for interrupting you, my niece. Mm-hmm. My niece is like the most precious, sweetest thing ever, but she's just like any other kid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but kids like develop this phase, like around one, where they just wanna hit you in the face. And you have to condition them to like not hit people in the face. And she thinks it's cute, you know. And I don't know where she learned that from. They don't let her watch TV. They never give her an iPad. She's not allowed to use the phone. Like they.
She's one. She's not allowed to use the phone.
No, but you know, some parents do that, like, which is fine. No judging.
How am I going to call Sally? How? If I can't use
you
the phone.
You know what I mean. They'll give the kid the smartphone because it's an easy way to like. And by the way, I do not blame parents for doing that. I think I would do that too. Let's keep it real. But like my sister-in-law is very strict with that. So there's no way she learned that from television. Certainly didn't learn it from the people around her. So it must be like weird instinct, right?
No, we are greatly amused by the pain of others. Look at all the comedies. The original comedies were all like people falling down, people hitting their head.
I hate those comedies.
And the poking of the eyes.
I hated the Three Stooges. Never thought it was funny.
And all the Super Bowl commercials for forever and ever and ever. You had to have. It was like congressionally mandated that you have at least 3 Super Bowl ads where people get kicked in the nuts.
Yes.
And it's so funny. Boy, I bet that hurt. So that's partly who we are. Not all, but partly who we are. So the reason they were pissing is because they thought that was hilarious that the other people would slide on it later after they pissed on it, which I then later found out was a thing that happened all the time. We had been sliding down the pee slide the entire time. And then I try not to think about it for our kids because they love the slide too. But there's dicks in the world. Rule number 87, there are dicks in the world and they're all over the place. And so you have no idea who has peed down your slide.
Man.
Yeah.
I have a fun slide story from when I was a child. So when I was a kid, I don't know if they still have this. I doubt it, 'cause it's such a dumb idea. But some of the public parks would have metal slides.
Mm-hmm.
And when it would get hot,
ours, the magical slide in Lawrenceburg School was a metal slide.
Yeah, that is the worst. Who thought of that?
It's plastic on the outside, but metal is the part you slid on.
Oh, yeah. The metal is the part you slide on. So so the slide is in the hot sun all day. And
that's right. And then it would burn you a little bit, yep.
No, not a little bit. One day, as like a little girl wearing like a dress, I went down the slide and I burned my ass, like badly. And I've never gotten a slide since.
And little Anna was like, I'm badly burned. I'm still alive.
It was so bad.
Can someone help me? I'm badly burned.
But like, whoever designed that or whoever had that idea did it on purpose. Like, that person didn't like kids. Because I feel like, because that person was obviously an adult, and adults aren't, an adult that designs a slide isn't that stupid, right? So it was done intentionally. That's what I've decided.
Anna, have we not done the show together long enough? You never underestimate humanity's incompetence. The story that I always reflect back on is there was a Sheraton on Miami Beach.
There's a what?
A Sheraton, a hotel.
Oh, Sheraton, uh-huh.
And it was on the water. It was on the water. It had no rooms facing the water. It was an engineering feat that needed to be celebrated, because I don't know how you could do that. Okay, they made the front wall so large that it blocked the views of all the rooms that were on the sides. And all the rooms were on the sides. There were no rooms that faced the water.
That is amazing.
Okay, and I went and I studied that engineering feat. I did, because I was like, it looks like there are no windows that face the water. And I would jog by it like almost every day. And I'm like, this is crazy and I want to go. And I went to the hotel and I walked up to see if any of the rooms could see the water. And they couldn't.
Did you ever ask anyone about it?
No, but it got destroyed later. When they realized this is the world's worst hotel,
yeah,
and they put up a W instead, where all of the graduated or however, they stagnated the room so that every room could see the water.
Yep,
there you go. That's how you do it. So metal slides, that's like amateur hour compared to that shirt.
Okay. That is incredible.
Okay, so one more thing for me. It's funny how a guy's mind works, or maybe just my mind. So I played basketball Sunday morning, and I played pretty well. And so, like every once in a while, yesterday and today, thoughts of like a nice pass or a nice shot I had will pop into my head, and I'll be like, and that's all I need. It's just that's like a It's wonderful. I love it. Maybe it's me because I love winning. I don't know. I know Steve is the same way, but and then at night.
No, Steve is not the same way. Steve is like infinitely worse.
Yeah.
Because you will think of it to yourself, whereas Steve will like send a company-wide email about it. Okay. And it'll drive me crazy. But anyway.
Steve sends an email to all the guys who play basketball every week. Declaring who the MVP was.
No, I can't, no.
And why they got the MVP award and why others did not. And the things that, and then sometimes he'll pick particular plays to criticize. Uh-huh. I can't believe when Charlie threw the ball over Jordan's head. Okay, yada yada, and he make fun of them. All right, so that's a lot of fun. Anyway, and then at night, my fantasy football team was in a little bit of trouble. And then my defense came through and they scored two touchdowns, which is a rare thing. And I tell you this because it's like the little things. There's just a million things in my life that are so much more important. Mm-hmm. But every time I think about the Seahawks scoring those two touchdowns, I smile. I'm like, yes, there's justice in the world.
Yeah. And
it's the little things that make you happy.
Yeah. And it's good that you remember those things and you recognize those things, because if you didn't, all the things that are more important don't make you, I mean, I don't know if they make you happy or not, but they're usually pretty depressing, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of depressing stuff. So I guess if there's any lesson at all, focus on the positives.
Yeah.
And it's easy to say, but most people don't, and I have to catch myself, and that's why I'm talking to myself as well. Mm-hmm. It's super easy to focus on the negatives. Like today was a day filled with negatives, yeah, right? But don't forget to emphasize the positives too.
Yeah.
And find a happiness and joy out of that. Like my kids in the back of the car as we were finally going home, they have a long day. We were traveling around LA and we were even in the valley. I went to the Tony Roma's there. God, I love Tony Roma's. That's like the only place.
Is literally the only Tony Roma's I know of that's still open in the area.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's why I went there.
Yeah.
I went out of my way to go to that Tony Roma's. Their beef ribs are super underrated. Right? Right? Okay. I was so happy that I was there. Okay. Anyway. And finally, on the way back to home, it's like late at night, and the kids are having a blast in the back of the car.
Uh-huh.
The problem is they're saying poop and butt and like and all these things. Like when we went to, when we were in Santa Monica later in the day, it said, please press the button to get the ticket. And so Provo was like, please press the butt. And then Joy was like, ma, ha, 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 ha. Okay. And
I want to hang out with your kids.
I know. I had to do the dad thing of like, hey, don't say that, I'll minus a point or something. And then I just let it go. Wendy and I were talking and they're laughing their ass off for like 20 minutes.
Fun.
I know.
I mean, they're probably already at this age, but they're gonna come across some of your videos where you've said much worse than but.
Don't I know it, sister. Yeah. Not yet, but it's coming.
Yeah.
Pro is learning how to type and he knows how to access Google now. So he's not quite there. He can't go to the computer, go to Google and type things in, but he's close.
Yeah.
And when that happens, that's it. All of our, you know, peace of mind is totally screwed. Because we're constantly gonna have to be like, where's he going? What's he watching? Yep. What's he doing? Right?
Yep.
Including watching his own dad. Anyways, did you have anything or?
Nah, that's good.
All right. Nah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thrilled to be leaving on a positive note on an otherwise literally disastrous day. All right, guys, much love. We'll see you tomorrow.